Vietnam, a war still not understood, but by those who fought it, the memories mostly remain vivid. Heroes of that war are all around us, like Lieutenant Colonel Jim Hester of Bryan, a medic, a nurse, career Army, who also served 4 years in the Air Force. Three tours of Vietnam, and he came home with two Purple Hearts, a Silver Star, a Bronze Star, and the Medal of Valor. A member of the 11th Cav, 3rd Squadron M Company, his brigade commander was George Patton IV. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo, Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates. Jim Hester's stories would take this program and a dozen more. On his permanent tour of Vietnam, specifically on August 5th, 1968, a battle started over a pallet of beer. Listen.
One of the things that Colonel Patton did for us, he made sure we got a hot meal in the afternoon for the most part. And we got a pallet of beer a week, and it would fly out wherever we were at, and we'd get us a pallet of beer. And this particular morning, we had come in the night before and had bivouacked in a dry rice paddy. And over to our, approximately our 1 o'clock, was a large tree area, a forest area. And we really didn't have time to recon. We set up, and the next morning, a Air Force bird dog or scout plane flew over and radioed us that he had seen some activity down in that forest area and made us aware of it. So we were going to go out and recon, see what we could find. And just as we were leaving, a helicopter come flying in with our pallet of beer. And so as they came fairly close and began to lower it, to drop it, the North Vietnamese regular army, not Viet Cong, came out of this forest area. And I don't know if they thought it was food or rationing or whatever.
Supplies.
They came out to get it, and we weren't going to have any part of it. They were going to take our beer, and we did not want that.
Right.
Unfortunately, got on the short end of the stick, they did. Thanks. Battle ensued. And when it did, they had some RPG teams or rocket-propelled teams, small arm fire, some mortars. And so as they came out to meet us, of course, we went in to meet them. The tank commander that I was next to, he got hurt, and he left the tank, and I took his place. Now, the tank commander sits on top of the tank in the cupola, and he's kind of the one that controls who does what and who they shoot at and so forth. The tank immediate to the left of me took a couple of RPG rounds and kind of burst into flames. What I did is, and the ground forces were coming towards us, I maneuvered my tank around into the front of it. We got off and we took these wounded soldiers off that burning tank and got them off the back so that somebody could take care of them. I immediately got back on my vehicle, which by then had also taken some RPG rounds. My gunner and driver were injured, and I pulled them from the turret and got them on the back, and then I mounted the cupola, the turret, and opened 50 caliber fire on them. My coax or 7.62 machine gun was disabled. When I emptied the 50 caliber, I dismounted, picked up a couple of M16s, and had a ground effect.
Jim Hester was credited with 21 Viet Cong killed and 16 wounded, and for his action that day, he was awarded the Silver Star. His story is vastly broader than just that day, and he'll tell more of it tomorrow. Lieutenant Colonel James Hester of Bryan. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.